Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, okay? If you've just joined the show, I want you to head over to MyPillow.com during the break, not now. You need to listen to me right now. Head over to the MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Look, we all need sheets, blankets, pillowcases. Mike Lindell's been beating his brains out to help out shows like mine, conservative talk shows, and I'll tell you what it is. We are no longer able to raise revenue on the social media platforms. You know, what we used to get is 60, 70, 80,000 views a night on a Facebook page. We're lucky to get 3 or 4 or 5. So selling your product, letting people know what's going on and what have you is really tough to do. But if you head over to MyPillow.com, I don't want you to buy something you don't need. Right, don't do it to make me happy. I'm really not interested in that. I want you to buy stuff that you need. Buy from people who will use their profits, unlike some of these other places, you know, give money to Planned Parenthood, things that you're 180 degrees opposed to. You go to a Mike Lindell where he's going to use that money to further the cause, to further the conservative cause. Isn't that what you want? You know, I complain to you all the time when I have Zoe on the show, Alfonso Rachel. Here he is, a musician. You're buying music from Beyonce, who could give a crud less about you or your belief system, but you like her music. Buy some from him. Buy some of his music. He's going to do the right thing with him, with your money. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. No matter what you pick, you get to the checkout. Promo code Joe. Come on, J-O-E. I shouldn't have to spell it for you. Promo code Joe, and I'll tell you what, you'll save 50 to 60%. Sometimes you'll get a 2-for-1. All right, joining me now, because I always enjoy having him on the show with me, Arif Halaby, TFS Financial Insurance Services, we're going to be talking about your economy, the economy, what's going on, how you can protect some of your money. And my God, Arif, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thanks, man.
Okay, you're going to make sure you're awake there for a second. So, I saw that the Feds decided to raise the rates again. Was it 0.75, which is the highest interest rate, the highest increase it's had since 1994. But not to worry, Joey B says the economy is just busting.
Well, I'll tell you what, the idea out of the White House is they are saying everything. First, it's transitory, which means it's temporary, right, for those of us that didn't go to econ school. Inflation is transitory. All right, that means it's temporary. Okay, so just cool your little head. And then it's not going to be that long, and then it becomes this permanent thing for you and me today where gas prices are off the charts. Look, the bottom line is they have created this scenario where the pressure on the electric grid from the declining use of natural gas, from the pressure on the gas pumps by not allowing drilling in federal lands, or not allowing the ability for the renewal of permits for gas refineries. They have created this ongoing stream of problems in the state of California, for example, which affects the whole country, certainly the western part of the country, where you can't use certain types of trucks that you could use 2 years ago, but they don't have this global warming piece of compartmental exhaust component with... you guys, it becomes a joke. Because at the end of the day, when people are trying to remove those big containers off the ship because of environmental policy, because of regulatory rules that come down from Sacramento, Gavin Newsom, well, now goods and services suffer. In other words, do you see how it's a 360 approach? Their goal is to ruin the system, and they're doing a great job of it. Look, next step is guns. You're going to see this ongoing stream of rhetoric against the use of firearms. And I think not until you see two or three or four uprisings. Gosh, I don't know. I hope to God it doesn't come to that.
Well, I'm looking at Newsom for California alone, and look at what he's doing here. He's just decided to give 700,000 illegal immigrants health care insurance. He's just decided to do reparations for the black community because we have so much surplus. I mean, we are, I guess we're overflowing with dollars here.
Well, the state of California has borrowed money, put it in its bank account, and says, see, look, we have a surplus.
Oh, amazing. But we can't sustain that. We can't sustain. Again, 700,000 illegal immigrants are going to be getting health care insurance. They're going to put a committee together for reparations. It's just amazing to me. I don't know how they're selling this.
Well, let's be clear. The Atlantic Black Star approach is a newspaper. It's a subscription service. And it talks about some of the biggest slave owners in the history of the United States. Guess what? They're black females.
No.
Black male.
Can't be.
Who owned the most slaves? Ready? The answer is going to surprise you. Here's another one.
You have to be lying, my brother. You have to be.
Yeah. it's sad, right? Because who are they going to pay reparations to? Because most people don't realize that when some of the highest amount, number-wise, of Americans that were held enslaved, right? Because I think African Americans that were here, they were Americans. Maybe not today, but or maybe not back then, but today. And you look back and you take a look and you see how many of these May Gilland Wright estimates about 15,000 slaves in 1860.
Wow.
And more than 5% of them were held by African Americans. It's a big number.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about that some more. And, you know, again, back to the economy here in California, I just don't get it. I don't get where they come up with these numbers, how they're going to be able to take care of this. Maybe they just think that Joey V is going to be president forever, and he'll have the cookie jar right out in front of their faces. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply, while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, I'll give you one dance around the desk and you're done. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can join the chat room at joemessina.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I'm not the, you know something? I'm not a financial expert. Really not. Look at my checkbook. You'll know I'm not lying to you, all right? And that's why I always tell you that when you get information, you need to get the right information for people. You need to make sure you're asking the right people the right questions to know that you're not making mistakes. And in today's world, from a financial scenario, you know, I've got friends of mine that were banking big time because they bought in all the Bitcoin. I'm not saying Bitcoin good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not the expert. But they bought into Bitcoin big time. And Bitcoin, for all intents and purposes, a lot of that crypto is tanked. If you're one of those people that has, thick nerves or thick skin around your nerves, you'll probably sit there and ride it out and it'll all be good and fine and everything. But I know people who've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bitcoin. And lost being a relative term. Right? But I don't understand these things. I don't know these. I don't even pretend to. I don't even play a financial whiz on the radio.
Well, Joe, every time you turn around, these guys are out there trying to propose to be an expert. And as soon as we start getting the real numbers of how it impacts you and me, certainly a lot of people might own a little bit of cryptocurrency. But we all, every single day, we touch something that has to do with inflation. And my point is, the system, the group of elites in this country continue to push something very clear, and that is this distraction method. That's why the January 6th committee has nobody rebutting, cross-examining, discussing the other side of the equation. That's why you have, and that's, you know, nonstop, right, wall-to-wall coverage of the January 6th committee. That's why you have on the other side of the equation all the illegal immigrants that are crossing our borders and the destruction, environmental destruction they're doing across the border in our natural terrain, right? Our national parks,
mm-hmm.
our state parks, you know, the desert, the preserves, wildlife refuge, and they're destroying it. And instead of discussing, quote, global warming when it comes to our own backyard, they try to talk about this way that we're needing to move towards energy systems that are unproven and untested. And then they go down this road of reparations and where we went before the break.
Yep.
Right. It's incredible you understand this. About 13.7% of the black population, this is according to AfricanAmerican.org, 3,776 freed Negroes owned 12,907 slaves out of a total of 2 million slaves. So not a huge number. But are we going to track down those 3,700 people and their descendants? Right? Because this whole idea of reparations, to take money from people who never had slaves, to pay people who never were slaves, and in many cases who never came to this country, who came to this country from another place and never were. What, just because of the color of their skin? You guys, this distraction, this ability to divide you down this road of race is ridiculous. A human being is a human being. A decent person is a decent person. There's good people on the left, good people on the right. Bad people on the right, bad people on the left. Do you need a third grade education? Come on, man. Right? Research it yourself. It's amazing that you need to understand that things like the reparations conversation is even entertained. Is it pandering? Oh my gosh. By far. You guys have heard me discuss, when I was a Los Angeles police officer, the amount of money that would be found in the pockets or in the possessions of homeless people when we'd stop them or when you'd frisk them or whatever you'd find and when they'd commit crimes or whatever. In the West LA, the Bel Air Brentwood, the liberal bastions of Southern California, the very wealthy, you would find homeless people with $50 bills, $20 bills, $100 bills. And you know they're not sitting there on the 405 freeway making change. Right? You understand. I'm going to open the window 3 inches, slide out my guilt payment. Right? Remember the Vatican used to you pay off your sins? Remember
Indulgences.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. You pay off your little sins. You pay the man at the booth. There you go. Next. Feel good as I drive away in my air-conditioned car. It's worth more than this guy will ever make in his life. So,
you know, you hit on the inflation. We hit on some of the things that are going on in the economy and what have you. But, you know, you talk a lot in your own show, you know, about retirement. And you're seeing things happen. Say, you and I were talking earlier, and I said interest rates are up over 5%. New home starts are down. Young couples who were taking advantage of the low interest rates, you know, 2.7, 3.1, are they still going to be able to do this? And are the interest rates going to keep rising? They have to rise to combat inflation, do they not?
Yeah, that's where we're stuck, is we have three different mechanisms in place to allow the U.S. economy to grow and at a steady, healthy pace. One of those is to lower interest rates. Now, when we lower interest rates, that means whatever money is available is less money, less costly to borrow. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. We can do that across the board because those dollars are going to have to be paid back over 30 years. Do you realize the inflation over a 30-year period of time, even if it's really low, even if it's 2%, it means you're going to have a substantial amount of growth in the value of that property because the payment doesn't change for 360 months. So one of them is the interest rates. The second part is the amount of money that's available. You see, for you and I out there, there's only a certain amount of money. Banks, their systems are set up to be able to lend only a certain percentage of the dollars that they have on deposit. So when you go and give them money, when you give them deposits, the banks need it to turn around and lend it. In fact, they do it rather quickly, sometimes the same day. And why that matters is because when a bank doesn't want your money, when the Federal Reserve comes along and says, banks, don't worry about those folks' money. We will give you money at a lower interest rate. We're going to make a greater amount available. Well, they don't want your money. So what does a bank do to interest rates? How do they communicate to you, don't give us your money? Well, they lower rates at the savings account level and the CDs. So that those two mechanisms are key. The third is the credit that you and I must have in order to even borrow, to even get in the game. And it used to be, oh, you needed very, very fine credit, and then that was discriminatory. And then you needed to have a job. Oh, the job is white supremacy. And they kept changing these, so they got to this woke conversation, and when they did, all of a sudden the world changed again. Surprise! What do you have? Well, you have no other weapons left to try to fix the U.S. economy. So what are they doing? Well, they've got to tighten money supply, which means interest rates in the savings accounts, because the bank still has to stay in business. They're going to raise them.
We'll hit this on the other side of the break, too, because really people really need to know what to do with their finances, how to make sure that they can be secure. And I don't see a change for years to come on the financial world, but you're the expert. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, our host.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It sounds like a made-up story. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says there's not a whisper of evidence to back up claims that a 10-year-old Ohio girl who was raped and became pregnant traveled to Indiana for an abortion. Yost appeared on Fox News after national headlines and President Joe Biden reported the alleged story.
Now, the
doctor in Indiana isn't in our jurisdiction, obviously. We don't know who the originating doctor in Ohio was, if they even exist. It is a crime if you're a mandated reporter to fail to report. It's also the fact that in Ohio, the rape of a 10-year-old means life in prison.
The White House is expected to announce on Wednesday that more than $40 billion in American Rescue Plan funds have been earmarked for the U.S. workforce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Coming to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I always appreciate the time that you spend sending me emails, commenting in the chat room and that kind of thing. And it's a way to keep up with you. Again, I don't mind you calling in. Just don't take 20 minutes to ask a question. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending. Let me bring him back on. Arif Halaby, he is the founder and president of TFS Financial Insurance Services. We're talking about your money, how to keep your money in your pocket. You can't just bury it in the backyard and hope it grows. Can you grow gold bars? Can you do that now?
Yeah, yeah. If you have a gold tree, it works. You just got to water it with silver. That's how it works.
So, you know, one of the things I want to hit on, though, the young couples. You know, you and I was talking about how the interest rates now are above 5%. These young couples, you had talked about this in the past when interest rates were down at 2.7, 3.1. It kind of made it easier for them to buy a home, especially with two incomes. Now, it may be unreasonable because the homes are going up in cost and interest, borrowing the money is going up in cost.
Yeah, I think you're going to see time and again the value of the homes decreasing. You see, the only reason the home prices went up, I mean, I don't know about only, but certainly one of the most important reasons that we look at home pricing, we say, why did it increase? Very simply, it's because money was free. And when you're willing to pay for the same price today that I was willing to pay 10 years ago, but, oh, wait a second, not for the purchase price, but for the monthly payment. You see, just like when you go buy a car, what do the car dealerships say? You say, hey, how much is that blue car? They say, well, how much can you afford per month? Right? That's where it changed.
That's been going on for a long time.
It has.
I always thought that was funny. Well, how much can you afford a month? Like, don't worry about, what's the price of the car?
Right. And because it used to be 2 years was the payment for a car, and then three, and then four, and five, seven, even eight, seven and eight now. Yeah. In fact, they're going to have to get back to house mortgages when interest rates were really high. In order to keep the prices this high, they're going to have to go to a 40, 50, and even a 90-year loan. We're going to see that.
Did you say a 90-year loan?
Yes, we had 90-year loans before. We dipped into the 50 and the 90-year loans before they lowered interest rates the last go-round. So I think you're going to see that happen in order to keep home prices high. Now, who does it really impact? Well, it certainly impacts the guy, a gal who's a flipper, right? Buys a house, flips it, buys a house, flips it. but it absolutely impacts the banking institutions, the investors, the people that just gave $500,000 for a loan, and now on the other side they need to get that same money back. So the way that they do it is they make sure the price, you see, people today, or certainly most recently, but still today, are paying for a house, let's say a $900,000 house mortgage, $800,000 house mortgage, but for the same price that they were paying for a $500,000 or $600,000 or $400,000. You see, when people could afford a $350,000 house mortgage, just a few years later, maybe they got a little bit of a pay raise, but now they can afford a $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 house because the payment is the same. That's why it changed.
The payment mentality, though, because you never really, it'll take you forever to pay that house down, will it?
Well, nobody cares about paying off a house. You see, that's the old way of thinking.
I'm sorry.
I got quotes
Have
around
you seen
it.
Me? Yeah. I got white hair. Yeah.
It's the old way of thinking, meaning what's occurred when you think about this, when you turn around, is your parents would buy a house, they would live in it for 37, 49 years, right? And they would pass away and they would give it to the kids, and sometimes the daughter that never married would live there, sometimes the kids would sell it and separate it, you know, separate the assets. But today, people are doing what? They're going through this process of buying and selling, five, six, eight times in their lifespan. Often it's because they buy the small house and then the bigger house. And then there's a point of, I don't know if it's a point of no return, but there's a psychological point where a larger house doesn't do any good anymore, meaning they have three bathrooms and that's enough, right? I mean, they have five people in the house.
Right.
The problem occurs is when there's a chase for something other than utility. Right. In other words, we no longer need a 900 square foot house growing to a 1500 square foot house. It's a 2700 square foot house to a 4000 or 4000 to a 6000 square foot house. You know, listen, I like a bigger home. I'm happier with a bigger home. I like, a workout room and whatever else, you know, you can put into a house. But don't trick yourself to say I need it. Right. The need was an 800 square foot house, two bedroom, two bath, or in my case, two bedroom, one bath. When me and my mom and dad and four kids, right? Four kids and two bunk beds. We had one bathroom between us, between all six of us. Okay, so we needed a bigger house and we got it. But eventually there becomes this tipping point where you start going the other direction as far as need. But here's what we're going to see. The biggest problem people are going to find in this process is the homes that you bought, that you put an offer on, that you designed, you went to the design center, it's a brand new house construction, it's going to be ready September 2022, and it's January or December of 2021 or January of 2022, and you met, and it's a 3% mortgage, and you said, honey, why don't we get the backyard landscape while we're at it? Can you put that into the price? Oh, yes, we can, ma'am. And can we have granite countertops in that extra bathroom? Oh, yes, yes, yes. What does that do to my price? Well, at 3.25% interest rate, sir, it moves your price up $6 a month. Well, can I have a pool? Yes, you can. How much is that? Well, that's $19 a month. I'll take it. The problem is by the time your house is done, it's now September, August of 2022, your now mortgage rates have doubled or nearly doubled, and now your payment. You can't afford it. You can't qualify.
I always get a kick out of these people that They get a second, you get the whole thing where, oh, you qualify for A, B, C, and D. They go, well, honey, look, we can pay off the credit cards, but we can pay off the student loan, we can pay off the two cars in the driveway, and look at the interest rate we're going to get. Yeah, but you're paying that out 20, 30 years in some cases.
Listen, everybody's allowed a mulligan or a do-over. And if you can, if you say, hey, I messed up, I got a bunch of credit cards, or somebody got sick, I had to pay medical bills, Junior went to college, and that was the only way we could pay for it. You're allowed one do-over, I think. The problem is that the habits didn't change. So
that's true.
You wrap that into your mortgage, you wrap that into your house payment, and now you've taken a four-year loan and put it into a 30-year loan, or now these 40-year loans. I think the challenge is going to be you never changed. So you have to go through this process, and that's the painful part. But here we are sitting talking about what's going to happen with all of these homes that the builders are going to be stuck with that are all fancied up in some cases, and yet there's nobody there to buy them because you can't qualify. You qualified under a 3.25% interest rate, not a 5.5% interest rate. So who's going to pay for it? I don't know. What's going to happen to the builders? I think they're going to get stuck with a lot of homes. So if you're looking for the new fancy big old house and you have some cash, 1 year from now, maybe you're going to find yourself shopping for deals.
You know the term I don't hear anymore? And your eyebrows got to go up when I say this. I never hear cash is king anymore.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's all. I remember growing up, and even in my 20s and 30s, they'd always say when you're going to buy something, you do some cash is king. You can make the deal you want to make with it, and that kind of thing. But now, doesn't seem to apply anymore.
Well, it can still happen across the board when you have somebody come to your home to put in faucets or do some work, right? So, some of the labor across the board where they might give you a little bit of a discount if you pay with cash.
Right.
So I can see that. But look, they have taught us, the powers that be on the far left, the big businesses, the corporations, the government, they've taught us something very simply. Convenience on your phone. It shouldn't even be called a phone. Oh. They should start calling it some sort of something else because it is now your wallet. It's your news source. Yes. It's your weather channel. It has everything to do with your communication devices. It's your greeting cards. It's your ability to gossip about friends and neighbors. Everything is in one place. And that changes a lot.
No, you're right. Do you remember when Jobs said to people, when they were complaining about the apps, he said, it's a phone. I mean, probably the most ludicrous statement he ever made in his life. Because to your point, everything now runs. You're sitting in a studio where the air conditioner runs off the phone. The central air conditioning runs off the phone. The lights, the other thing. Everything is running off that phone.
There's some big challenges, Joe, because people are giving up a lot of power to have the utility company turn down your thermostat.
Yep.
If they start to have problems. You guys have to push back. This is very important. You've got to run for your city council, for your school boards, the water boards. You have to run for those grassroots foundational positions. Because across the board, guys, they're coming after you.
All right, so when we come back, now we told them how bad everything is. You're going to tell them how to fix everything. You're going to tell them how to save money, how to make sure they don't get behind the power curve, even if they already are, how to come back from it. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. You don't want to miss this one. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside. Okay, so we spent the last couple of segments telling you how bad things are. They're going down the hole, that the sinkhole is getting wider. And now we're going to tell you some of the safeguards you can put in place. Arif Helleby joins me. He is the owner of TFS Financial Insurance Services. And Arif, all right, now that we scared the crud out of them into sitting in a chair thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's to understand a couple of things. It's to understand what the real problem is and not the problem that the far left media wants you to.
That's the problem.
Their goal is to keep you, I think, trying to solve the wrong problem almost. You know, running around where it's about educating our kids and all the other baloney when it comes to, sexualizing our kindergartners. So if they can keep the ball off to the side and you're not paying attention to the real problem, then you're not going to solve the real problem. So what is the real problem? Well, number one, it's cash flow. Right? If every single day, every single month, every single year, you had a steady stream of income, then you would understand that you could weather certain storms, you could increase your income, you can push back, you can say things that you want to say, you can quit your job if the boss is a jerk, right? They make you get a shot you don't want or make you do something you're not comfortable with. It used to be we supported those people, right? Sexual harassment of the blonde bombshell secretary and the boss, the old man comes in, you know, with the gray hair and says, "Hey, sweetie and cutie," and she's like, "Too late. I need the job. I have kids. I'm a single mom." Well, what's the difference between that and you? Well, it's cash flow. So I want you to learn how to increase cash flow. I like, you're going to always hear me preach this, I like fixed index annuities. I like certain types of life insurance policies that get you that steady stream of income. The less taxes you pay on it, the better, in my opinion. That's a very, very important part. You learn how to do that with your CPA, your financial advisor. You know, let me give you our number again here, 888-99-RETIRE. It's 888-997-3847. 888-99-RETIRE. All right, I have to put that out. Here's the other thing I want you to do. Learn the difference between accumulating wealth and making more income. You see, the poor mindset always wants to make more money, make more money. And if you're not doing it while understanding wealth building, you're going to always be struggling. So learn how to build wealth. Learn what that means. Because there's a difference between building wealth and just making more money. So you've got to learn that. What do you buy? Well, I'd like you to buy things that are going to be in short supply. Listen, if you wanted to buy something, think of farmland. Right? Understand how to rent it out, lease it out, make a profit, keep some of the crops for yourself. Right? A lot of people like precious metals. Understand they're never going to pay you a dividend. Right, little pieces of gold aren't going to be created by the existing gold bar, but it is a store of wealth. No different than if I owned a piece of land and I wasn't farming it, for example. It doesn't create dividends, it's just a store of wealth. Well, you're going to need some store of wealth, whatever you might choose it to be. So don't forget that, a store of wealth, whether it's precious metals, whether it's land, I think you need some of that. And finally, I think you just don't play in the markets, whether it's the stock, bond, mutual fund, whatever it is, with money you can't afford to lose. Because it's just a very risky notion. The longer it takes, the riskier it is.
Crypto.
Look, I don't understand it enough. You know, I can say that I do own a little bit of it. I can say, like everybody else, I probably lost 50%. Right, I don't know which ones are better. I don't want to take the time to learn it, so I just stay out of it as much as I can. Right, I have a little bit, so I kind of can play that game and learn and understand and intelligently discuss. But
yeah, it's interesting. I always joke it's like investing in a pet rock. Right, I
mean, right.
I don't know what I got. I don't know what. There's nothing they can put in my hand to pay me with, if you would. Real estate, though, still a good place to be, yay or nay?
Yeah, I think in some places, right, people are going to be fleeing the blue states. They're fleeing the blue cities. They're fleeing any of the blue organizations that run these cities. Because if you think it's the governor or mayor only, it's not. There's plenty of organizations that run it. And so what do? Well, you go to places that are red. That's why California is losing over 2,000 people a day. Leave the state of California and move to other states. Some of you are going, I know. I see them drive down my street. They're honking every time the light turns green and we don't, you know, peel off it like a NASCAR starting. You know, they honk their horn. So, yeah, they're there. So what do? Well, you got to think of maybe buying something in those red states, maybe relocating, but understanding that real estate in every place is not the same.
Well, you know, you take a guy, just look at, I know I'm the anomaly, right? Most people are in their homes, I don't know, what is it, 6 to 8 years, especially here in California. You know, you got to go from 2,400 square feet to 3,000 to 3,500 to prove that you're doing well. I've been in my home over 20 years. They hate me because I'm not paying any more taxes. You know, in California we have Prop 13 and based on the original sale price. And so you got a guy like me who's watching his house. I mean, the value of this house took a nosedive with the big plunge. It's well back past where it was. Would you pull equity out of a house like this and go ahead and maybe buy some income property?
That's a tough play. Can you afford to pay for that extra payment without having to rent out that other property? And, you know, that's part of the, can you afford that risk, that extra hit on your cash flow? That's why I love having an extra stream of income. Right? Maybe it's time to turn on Social Security. For some, I say wait. For others, I'm saying start it now. So you just have to decide on that extra cash flow. If you take that cash flow and you can take it and use it to buy an asset, a rental property, an apartment building, a commercial building, a duplex, then you do your research, you spend your time, and maybe that's the place that you spend extra cash, but you do it smartly. You look at where money is flowing and where people are going. You don't want to just buy real estate because it's down the street or because it's a great deal. What do you know about a great deal? Unless you're a commercial real estate or investment person, but there's no reason in the world you should be running around, quote, saying it's a great deal. You give me two or three reams of paper saying it's a great deal, right? Then I know you did your homework. For most people, they don't. They just get a feeling, and I'm not into feelings.
No, and I've got people, some people have sent in emails asking questions, and it's kind of like, you really don't know where to go. I mean, a lot of people did make a lot of money in Bitcoin. A lot of people feel comfortable with gold. Not so much silver, but, yeah, comfortable with silver as well. And so, I've heard some people say you do it in quarters, right? You do 25% of your assets should be real estate, 25% should be gold, 25% should be actual cash sitting around in coffee cans, whatever.
Yeah, cash usually doesn't do very well in an inflationary environment, but I think we're going to have some struggles here because there aren't the goods and services. Basically, it's too much money chasing goods and services. There just aren't the goods and services that are floating as much. They're very limited. So ultimately, as they pull the money out of the system, and manufacturing and automobile manufacturers, remember, they've been gearing up to make these cars for the last 6 months. So you're going to see flooding of automobiles right at the time when nobody has any money to pay for it or they can't qualify for a loan. And now you're going to see cars massing on these car dealership lots. It's not happening just yet, but give it 3 months. Give it 6 months. I think you're going to see sales galore. I think you're going to see real estate half done and three quarters done. You're going to see builders filing bankruptcy. You're going to see banks selling off. And that is the time to be the buyer. What is everybody else doing? Do the opposite. Everybody's going left, you go right. Everybody's going up, you go down. And I think if you're patient, now you have a chance to look at the next step.
I heard an economist today talking about the mortgage market and the way the rates are going up, and it's making it harder for people to be able to apply for loans, let alone they just can't qualify. And to your point, he said the same thing. You're looking at 40, 50-year loans to bring the payment down enough for these people to get in. But then again, they're dumping everything in there. Most of these young people are going to the max of the mortgage payment they can make. It only takes them missing one or two payments, and they start to head into a nosedive. It doesn't take much. So there's no security there. Like me, the old fart, where I'm sitting here saying, my father always said, you have to have this much money in the bank, and you have to have this much money here, and you have to make sure of this here. It's tough because these young people, they haven't been brought up in a saving environment. Right? You got plastic, you got Venmo, you got whatever on your phone. You could do pretty much anything. It's a dangerous place to be. They don't save.
Well, I think most people don't realize that by keeping cash sitting in your bank more than what you need for emergencies, there is a declining purchasing power of that. But not in everything. Right? Look at today, flat screen TVs, right? Look at the cost today of what it is years ago. Computers, much more powerful for the same or even a little less money. So some things, electronics, have retained or reduced the cost. So just be very careful at what you're buying. Don't go extending yourself. Don't buy anything for more than a year, two or three or four, right? I don't like those 10 or 15 year loans on RVs and boats. Give yourself.
What about houses?
Can somebody else rent it from me? Is it in a red state with a red governor? Right? And my deal is very simple. It's a red governor in a red state with two red senators. Everybody, no joke. Everybody's had to won by 60%.
So you do business based on color. I got it.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell people where to find you, Eric.
Hey, 888-99-RETIRE, guys. 888-997-3847. 888-99-RETIRE.
Always a pleasure. All right, people. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Looking, don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. We're here all week. I want you to join me. Have a great day.